among the priests whom I taught, one of my own judgments has my last name. His name is Harden. His first name is George. And he left the priesthood. Would you please pray for Father Harden, Father George Harden, that he will and repent and at least be reconciled with God and the church. Would you please? What shall I do if I regularly forget my particular examination of conscience? Well, sister, obviously, the first thing you must do is, your first duty is to remember your particular exam of conscience. I was not clear. What shall I do if I regularly forget my particular examination of conscience? Now, it's not clear from the question. Rather, sister is saying she regularly forgets to make a particular examination of conscience. Now then, here, sisters, you may be shocked in my next suggestion. Let us say a Hail Mary for that sister, and she will never again forget. Either to make a particular examination of conscience or to remember what a particular examination of conscience is. And let's say it in English. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And sisters, my intention in saying that, Hail Mary, was for all of you, that you will not forget your particular examination of conscience. Well, I would say, start writing. Start writing. Sisters, there is no better way to remember than to write. And, well, write. If you're not doing it yet, start this evening. And write. What is your particular examination of conscience? Well, you may be sorry you invited Father Hart to come to Calcutta. I told you I've been doing this now for 60 years. Start writing. And sisters, there is no harm inviting, say, in chapel or the Blessed Sacrament. I think I told you. Most of what I've written over the years, I told you, didn't I? I've written before the Holy Eucharist. And then, well, have certain particular faults that you want to concentrate on, and certain virtues you need to specialize in. And sisters, the one of you asked me, not just my particular example, but even my confession. I refuse to tell you. and brothers and sisters. When you forget to do something that you should have done, then impose a penalty on yourself. Sisters, don't wait for the priest to give you a penance. I mean it. Impose a penance on yourself. Of course, be reasonable. Maybe some prayer you will say, or even some aspiration. You will say, for example, 10 times. Impose penances on yourselves. Because remember, I said, we remember what we want to remember, and we forget, sisters, what we don't want to remember. Behind the memory is the will. Sisters, my first homily in the Society of Jesus, years before I was ordained a priest, in the novitiate, each novice is asked to give one homily to last 20 minutes. I worked for weeks preparing that first homily. My first homily in the novitiate was on this quotation from Scripture. Remember your last end and you never sin. Remember your last end and you'll never sin. That's a quotation in the Old Testament. That is why, sisters, by the way, did you get copies of the Daily Acceptance of Death? And sisters, now whatever prayer you say, but there should be some prayer. This is one that I got a cardinal to give me the imprimatur for. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I accept your hands, whatever kind of death it may please you to send me, tonight. What is today? Today is November what? 28th. I always put in the date. Tonight. November the 28th. And of course, we sleep over midnight. So November the 28th and 29th. With all its pains, penalties, and sorrows, in reparation for my sins, for the souls in purgatory, for the conversion of sinners, for those who will die tonight or today, and for your greater glory. Amen. 40 years. And sisters, I think I said this. I didn't. I will say it now. A lifetime of virtue, does not merit the grace of final perseverance. Did I tell you that? It is a defined article of the Catholic faith. The only way we can be sure of receiving the grace of a happy death is by praying for it. Either we pray for a happy death, or we will not be assured of dying in God's grace. So what we're doing then, and I said,